Look, one thing that is a sad day today is in the town of Maxville on the New South Wales North Coast. Philip Hughes' funeral will be held later on this afternoon. Gus is up there and we're chatting to Gus throughout the morning to give us an idea of the feel and what's going on in the town today. He drove up yesterday afternoon with Woody the Touch Judge and spoke to some of the locals.
So, Paul, I've just arrived up here and, well, the town itself looks like it's exploded in terms of population. Everyone's here for the big day tomorrow.
Yeah, it has really. All the accommodation's booked out. It's going to be a very big day here. It'll probably be one of the biggest days on record here.
Well, Michael Clark reckons there's not one thing that Phil didn't know about cattle. He used to bore the boys to tears about cattle on every opportunity.
Yeah, like he was right into his cattle, or getting into his cattle, really. They were Black Pole Angus cattle, very nice cattle. He did do well at the shows here with his cattle.
Now, what about all us media turning up here in the town? How are you guys coping with that?
Oh, it's not really worrying us. I think all the accommodation part's quite happy, you know.
So here's a lady that is going around town at the moment. On every pillar and post you can possibly put a ribbon, she's got green and gold, and she's doing it for Philip Hughes, she's doing it for the family. Why are you doing it?
Because I think a lot of Phil and the family, and his men love to our valley, and I'm just showing a little respect for what he's done.
When Phil used to come back, you know, after playing cricket and stuff, what was he like? Was he that cheeky chappy that we keep hearing about?
He was. He's a good fella. Cheeky, green, happy-go-lucky, and everyone loved him. That's Phil.
Now, I'm speaking to Dean now. I'm just wandering around the street, and I'm a little bit lost, and everyone seems to be a bit the same here at the moment.
Oh, well, that's just the feeling around town, mate. It's tragedy. Like, we all love Phil. I grew up playing cricket with him, and we all loved him, so he was our prodigy. He was our inspiration. I remember in 2009 when he was first selected for Australia, I ran into him and I said, mate, so proud of you. I didn't get a chance to talk to you earlier, and I got married the same year. And his first comment wasn't, yeah, mate, thanks for that. It was, proud of me, mate, you've just got married. It was nothing to do with his selection. He's such a humble and such inspiration.
I heard a story a little bit earlier that someone came up, was sort of standing next to him, didn't realise it was him, and they went, oh, I've never stood next to someone famous, and he looked around and he goes, who are you talking about? and that's him?
Yeah, that's totally him.
Yeah, I just thought I'd come out onto the oval where Philip Hughes played all his junior local cricket. I'm just standing on the oval now, and I've got a beer. I took a beer from the Star Hotel, and I thought I'd just do a cheers for all Grill Team listeners in Sydney. Everyone listens to the Grill Team. Here's to you, Phil. I'll just raise my glass and have a sip of beer for you, big fella. All the very best from all of us at Triple M. Taken way too soon. All the best, champion.
Yeah, Gussie in Maxville today. We'll cross back live to Gus and see what's going on in a very busy day for that town. In about 15 minutes, we'll cross back there. It's 13 to 7 now on the Grill Team.